Hey guys, welcome to the third episode of The Unknown. I'm your host, Kaylin, and I want to take the time to kind of explain why I did not upload yesterday, even though I said I was going to. I had to do a lot of stuff, and so I'm getting ready to go to college, so I had to get a lot of stuff ready for that. But I am uploading today. I will not be uploading tomorrow. But I will be uploading Saturday. So please enjoy this episode of The Unknown. With what we're talking about today is Spooklight Hill and Carbon, Indiana. Now welcome back. Now we will start talking about the history of Spooklight Hill. Before we start, I would like to credit my resources. I got my information from these websites: terrorhote.com/spooklight, digitallibrary.in.gov, and this website is called thenightsky.org. Now, there are a lot of legends connecting to Spooklight Hill. Now, according to Terror Hoat, the legend goes is that on a cool October night many years ago, Old Man Lowry sat up waiting for his only daughter to come home. He was known to be very protective of his beloved Rebecca. His wife had passed away when giving birth to Rebecca and was all the family he had in the world. The night was still early and Mr. Lowry knew his daughter was enjoying an evening at the church social, but the weather was turning bad off in the distance and he was hoping his girl was paying attention to the weather as much as she might be paying attention to the young man at the social. As the flash of lightning grew closer, he watched the hill expecting to see his daughter driving the horse and buggy home. At long last, her rig came over the hill and ran out to help her put away the horse. To his horror, he saw by the flash of lightning that the buggy was empty. He jumped onto the buggy and tore off back towards the church in search of his daughter. Halfway there, he saw her lying on the roadside. He jumped off the buggy and came to her side. He found that her head had been completely severed. Rebecca Lowry was buried in the family cemetery near to where her body was found. It was assumed that in the storm she had been thrown from the buggy and the wheels had somehow decapitated her. The most puzzling part of her story is that her head was never found. Now, years later, hundreds of people have claimed to see the mysterious lights. Most people believe that even after his death, Rebecca's father is still searching for his daughter's head. Now, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, according to my mother, and I talked to her about Spooklight Hill, her great-grandfather, when he was a little boy, saw the light. And he ran and chased it, and then it just vanished. I don't know. I mean, have any of you ever come in contact with, the light at Spooklight Hill? Now, according to digital.library.in.gov, it says, according to the legend, a young girl wanted to go to prom with an older boy, but her parents were against it. Eventually, they agreed to let her go, and she never returned home. Her father went to search for her, and when he found her body, he had a heart attack and died instantly. The light on Spooklight Hill is supposed to be where his lantern was when he died. Now, in the nightsky.org, it is the same thing as Terror Hoat. It's because his daughter was decapitated, and it's him searching for her head. What do you guys think? Do you think that the legend is real, that one of these is the possibility of Spooklet Hill? Do you think it's just some kids playing pranks on people? Or do you think it's just fake and people are making it up? I personally have an open mind to it. Unless I see it for myself, I don't know what to believe. Though Spooklight Hill is a very common thing from where I'm from Indiana. So, we have a lot of things here. but yeah, Spooklight Hill. What do you think? Do you think it's fake? Or do you think that it's real? Now, that's all the time we have for today. Now, I want you to go and ask yourselves, do you think Spooklight Hill is real, or do you think it's just a fake and it's just something that people have made to scare people? Who knows? Thank you for listening to my podcast. My name is Caitlin. And the next episode that I'm going to be uploading Saturday is going to be on the 100 Step Cemetery in Brazil, Indiana. Thank you guys again, and make sure to check out those websites. I will link them in the description, because I found out there is a description. And remember, what you don't know is scarier than what you do know. Thank you, and please listen to the next podcast, episode number 4 of The Unknown, where we talk about the 100 Step Cemetery in Brazil, Indiana. Have a good day, guys. Bye.